Last weekend, tens of thousands of Americans gathered in Selma, Alabama, to observe the 50th anniversary of what's come to be known as Bloody Sunday. This seminal day in civil rights history started with a gathering at the Brown Chapel AME Zion Church on March 7, 1965. And on this important anniversary, numerous faith leaders and faith-inspired activists were in attendance. Joining me now is one of those faith leaders, the Reverend Dr. Jackie Lewis, Senior Minister at Middle Collegiate Church in New York City. Jackie, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
When I say Selma, what's the first word comes to your mind?
Victory.
Now tell us what the commemoration in Selma last weekend was like.
It was beyond anything I could have ever imagined. You know, I was 5 years old when those men and women and children put on their Sunday best and walked into an unknown, uncertain situation. They had to know that there would be resistance. They had to know there'd be violence, and they were trained for that. But I can't imagine that they could have anticipated the just vitriolic violence that they faced as they hoped to claim their right to vote. So as a five-year-old, I was deeply, you know, wounded by those images, clubs and police on horses and a cloud of tear gas. So we know it took them three tries to get across the bridge, and we also know that those images really shook our nation up and led to the passing of the Voting Rights Act. Mm-hmm. So I stood in front of Brown Chapel with Melissa Harris Perry and bunches of sheroes and heroes from the movement, and I walked in the sea of people toward the bridge and just thought, I am now a part of a moment in time that is historic and spiritual, mm-hmm. and life-altering.
Jackie, what were you seeing and what were you feeling in the crowd?
Well, there was a woman named Minnie, about 70 years old, pushing a walker in her coat. And I walked over to her and I said, you know, what's your name? And she said, you know, I'm Minnie. And why are you here? She said, I have to walk. I just have to walk. I walked before and I'm walking now. There were babies in strollers. There were old grannies, you know, literally the grannies, singing civil rights songs. Mm-hmm. There were a horde of Unitarian Universalists all in Standing on the Side of Love t-shirts. There were young couples holding hands and walking as though sauntering into the future. There were twin boys, Joshua and Jacob, who told me that their names came from the Bible and that they were there to honor Martin Luther King and also just because they could be. It was a multiracial, multicultural, it looks to be interreligious group of people all wanting to be in the space.
What was going on inside Jackie Lewis?
Wow. I was deeply moved. I was so emotional. What inside myself was pride. My ancestors worked for the Voting Rights Act. My great-uncle George was an activist in Mississippi, and my mother sang in a choir with Fannie Lou Hamer. So it was a personal pride and an institutional pride, a time when our nation pulled together to make a good thing happen. And I was also sad, thinking about where we are today and the kind of eruption of racial tensions in our nation and the sense that though we have made progress, we haven't quite overcome. And at the same time, a kind of hope, mm-hmm. because I am seeing signs, what my friend Brian calls pockets of resistance around the nation where this movement is still in place and people are still working for human rights and civil rights. Mm-hmm. So it was a mixture of things.
You mentioned that you saw evidence of interreligious cooperation. What did that look like? Because I'm curious as to what kind of faith traditions were a part of that commemoration. Can you talk about that?
Sure. I had a chance to actually speak with Susanna Heschel, Rabbi Heschel's daughter.
Oh, boy.
And she, you know, she reminded us of his amazing words about how, you know, walking is prayer, our legs are praying. He also said, you know, our legs are singing. And she said that a bunch of Jewish people were there because the civil rights movement actually gave them back their prophetic Judaism. It saved their souls. So I knew that there were Jewish people. I could tell there were Jewish people. I saw a couple of people in Hajid, women, liberal women. Mm-hmm. And my assumption, because I'm working with Muslim colleagues in the Black Lives Matter movement, mm-hmm. that there were Muslim people there, you know, all kinds of Muslim people that would not have necessarily, you know, looked Muslim to the world. But I'm assuming that they were there as well. And I did see those few women in Hajid.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked to me like Unitarian Universalists. It looked like Christians. I saw a couple of people looking like in clerical collars. So that often is Episcopal priests or Catholic priests. I was there in a, you know, in street clothes as a Protestant clergywoman. I imagine that there were people whose only faith is in the human spirit to survive.
Mm-hmm. Jackie, we've seen in a number of national surveys now that the state of America and life in America looks very different to people depending on the racial composition of the communities they inhabit. Views yeah. on policing practices are a good example of that, of course. How can we begin to bridge some of these disparities and start to see the world through each other's eyes?
What an important question that is for a day like today and a time like this. I think one of the things that we have to do is to celebrate the stories of our past. So this commemoration doesn't commemorate the violence. That was horrible. But the way that the march, the movement began to include white students and Jewish people and black folks and white clergy people like James Reeb, who lost his life, a Unitarian Universalist minister, Rabbi Heschel, that part of the story where what happens is that people join together across difference toward a common goal. That's an important lesson for us. And what can happen is we can begin to think racial, ethnic differences, cultural differences should be smooshed, you know, into a non-distinct pablum. Mm-hmm. That's not true. I think when we celebrate the difference, when we acknowledge the difference, we create a stronger human family, a stronger human fabric.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have cross-racial coalitions. We need to have interracial congregations. We need to have interreligious collaborations that are not just about celebrating Martin Luther King Day, but where people in cities and farming towns find the imam and find the rabbi and find the clergy and develop relationships of trust. And that is what's happening. Last month, many of us were drawn together by Bend the Arc, a Jewish mm-hmm. organization, to go to D.C. and do a die-in for Black Lives Matter. So this was Jews mm-hmm. and young Muslim people and young black students and Christians. If we do this together, we can have the power to heal our land. Interreligious, interracial, and intergenerational is what mm-hmm. we need to do.
What do you consider the number one priority for civil rights advocates in 2015?
It's racial justice.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will say it's the economy, and I would say race correlates to economy. Race correlates to incarceration. Race correlates to health care, to infant mortality, to HIV infection. Race correlates to wealth, to housing patterns, to where children go to school. It is the salient issue in our nation, and what happens is we pretend because we have a black president and there's a rising wealthy class of African-American people that somehow race doesn't matter. It does. It correlates to immigration. This is our issue, and now is the time to put it squarely before us, especially for people of faith who believe that God made all of us wonderful and awesome in God's image. We have to take the lead to dismantle racism in America.
Jackie, if going out of that worship center, you could have shouted anything you wanted to shout, tell me what you would have said.
It's not finished. And yes, we can do this.
The Reverend Dr. Jackie Lewis is senior minister at Middle Collegiate Church in New York City. She's executive director of the Middle Project. Last weekend, she traveled to Selma, Alabama, to take part in the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. Jackie, thank you again for being with us on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much. And if your viewers want to see more of the story, go to middlechurch.org and see some great pictures. Okay?
Terrific.